my Jesus, today has been a day. I just recorded a video. The damn thing was 5 minutes long, which is probably happened for a reason, and it erased. This is an update on what's going on. As you can see, I am not on a boat, and don't mind the fire extinguisher. They were absolutely positively no help whatsoever. I wanted to take this time to first sincerely thank, and like truly from the bottom of my heart, thank each and every one of you guys who reposted, who shared, who got your communities involved, strangers, family members, WWBD family members, just everybody, just sincerely, truthfully, thank you. I just wanted to give you guys an update. So we're not able to board. The ship is gone. We are back at the airport, which I had to buy new tickets because they could not do anything with the tickets that I had for the 27th because I was supposed to be on a boat. I have probably, all in all, paid $5,000 in the last, like, including the trip and everything, that I'm never going to get back. I'm never going to get back. And it's not money that I don't have. I mean, I'm not rich by any means. Like, what, as a man, I can deal with the frustration. I can deal with the disappointment. But as a husband, I am distraught and devastated because of what you guys put my wife through. Royal Caribbean, this is for you. So I need you to know who you hurt. You treat my wife and other people as though they're disposable, that they're peons and ants in the grand scheme of things. $2,000 may be nothing to you, but it meant the world to us. I had to do overtime. She's done overtime. We scraped and scrounged. My wife is a mother of five. She works in the medical field. She consistently, and her entire life is doing for other people. And you treated her like shit. Utter shit. I'm sorry I'm at the airport, so people are walking by. I'm fucking distraught. I'm sorry for cursing, that's how mad I am. She's never done nothing to nobody. And yet when she was on the phone dealing with your representatives, she was treated crudely, disrespectful, left on hold for God knows how long. I admit our fault, and I'll explain that to you. A manifest is basically a checklist of individuals who are on board that have been vetted. They sent one email back in December and then flooded her emails with promotion after promotion to book another cruise when we haven't even gone on the first one yet. So she was bombarded with emails and thought it was just another email. Supposedly they called. They used an 866 number apparently, which seems like a telemarketer or a spam number that we've all been through and dealt with. Ask them how many voicemails they left. None. Okay. You canceled my wife, but you sent an email stating guest check in and then you utilize my name too. So I'm under the impression, okay, I'm the main person, she's the guest. All seems well in the world. Did you even make an attempt to send like mail documentation stating if you don't fill out this information, we're gonna cancel you? You did not. You treat us so disrespectfully. I called customs. I've called every emergency number. You guys didn't even know what was going on. There was one individual by the name of Raylene who was phenomenal. She tried and tried and tried. She was exemplary. She is exactly what you guys should be modeling yourself after. She works for International Cruises or something. But you guys sucked. I am sincerely appreciative of everybody who reposted, everybody who got their communities engaged, anybody who shared, everybody who commented, everybody who added Royal Caribbean and allowed them to know what a shit job they've done. This was poor customer service. And I pray you get it together, sincerely, because I am a father of five. My daughter's at home. Actually, we have five children. All of them are very deeply upset. My one daughter, who's high functioning but on the spectrum, her eyes are black and puffy from crying because we're not there, because we've taken her out of her routine, because we decided that we wanted to invest in us, in our marriage, in our relationship, because that's what marriages do. That's what good marriages do. You pour into one another. You don't know how many people we've inconvenienced on trying to figure out how to watch my children for 5 days to drive us to the airport. How am I supposed to justify this? And now, you know how much money and how much time it took to acquire that? And you're saying, oh, we're not gonna give you a refund because it's your fault? You're not in travel insurance that I paid for. And if anybody wants any proof of the documentation of the emails, I'm more than happy to make a part two, a part 200. But I pray that this continues to blow up and that we continue to repost so we can keep these companies accountable for their actions and stop treating us like shit. Stop treating us like just because it's only one of us and there's not a whole bunch of individuals getting on board, they get away with it. It's almost like in the movie Ants. When they figure out if we all got together and held their ass accountable, then they would sincerely have to do some damage control. You hurt me, and I'm okay with that. But hurting her is not something I can let go. You need to do better. Royal, nothing was royal about the experience that we went through. I'm just so disappointed. But for the people who did everything that you could do for me, from the bottom of my heart, I owe you more than I could ever, ever truly give back. Thank you.